Cryptocurrencies can prove to be a threat to the stability of the financial system, says a new report out today. Yahoo Finance cryptocurrency reporter Jennifer Schonberger has the details. Jen.
Good morning, Brian. Crypto markets could pose a threat to the global financial system, and global regulators should preemptively act to try to cordon off those risks. This, according to a brand new report out from the Financial Stability Board. The international organization, which monitors global financial risks, looked at the potential vulnerabilities for unbacked crypto assets, including Bitcoin, stablecoins, decentralized finance, along with crypto trading platforms. While the FSB says that crypto remains a small part of the overall global financial system, risks could escalate rapidly, highlighting growing links between crypto and the traditional finance system, noting that liquidity and credit risks for assets that back stablecoins have the potential to create runs on stablecoins and spill into short-term funding markets. The organization also flagged the opacity and lack of regulatory oversight of the sector. Now, this after the IMF warned that crypto is no longer a fringe asset class and that there are rising correlations between cryptocurrencies and stocks that could create risks to the financial system, noting that as the Federal Reserve looks to raise interest rates, that could pose greater threats as volatility jets upward. Now, separately on the regulatory beat, the Securities and Exchange Commission is looking into the relationship between Binance's U.S. arm, which is, of course, the largest cryptocurrency trading platform, and two trading firms with ties to Binance's founder. This according to a report from the Wall Street Journal. Now, one area of focus for regulators is how Binance disclosed to customers its links to trading firms, raising the issue of whether they're giving their affiliates some sort of unfair advantage, perhaps allowing them to trade first. I asked the SEC about this, and they are declining to comment at this point, guys.
So getting back then to the FSB report, what are the implications then? You know, what do we do with this information, and how are we going to see regulators around the world sort of craft regulation based on it, or are they?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're seeing here, particularly in the U.S., the SEC as well as the administration ferreting out those concerns and looking at the potential for runs on stablecoins. Just last year, the administration came out with the president's working group on financial markets came out with recommendations on how to regulate stablecoins. And you saw the Senate yesterday looking into that as well.
Yahoo Finance's Jen Schonberger, thanks so much.